声音艺术团在今年第二次再度来到多伦多演出，在7号的首场演出全场爆满，让我们去看一看那里的观众有什么样的反应。
在7号晚上，位于多伦多市中心的嘉能剧院很难找到一个空位，舞台上精彩的演出吸引了观众们所有的注意力。作为安省博物馆董事的沃尔克太太说，这是她最难忘的一个夜晚。
We had no idea it was going to be so lovely. The tremendous ability to dance and the beautiful, beautiful costumes and the music, it's the most wonderful evening we've ever seen.
而安省前厅长沃尔克先生也深有同感。
Superb artistry, magnificent artistry.
曾经是一名花样滑冰选手的沃尔克太太说，最让她惊讶的就是神韵舞蹈演员们的技巧。
I appreciate that the hours and years of training that they must do to be able to do this wonderful dancing and the athleticism.The leaping in the air and always looking so relaxed, as if it's easy, you know, no problem at all. It's truly outstanding.
这也是让舞蹈教师安德鲁最震惊的地方。
And the timing and the rhythm, the music balances really beautifully with the way the dancers move. And so it creates a beautiful scene. And it's very peaceful. It's like harmony.
神韵艺术团在多伦多的首场演出赢得了满场的喝彩，相信在明天和后天三场演出中的5000多名观众也都会发出不虚此行的感叹。这是新唐人记者林飞加拿大多伦多报道。
美国神韵国际艺术团在加拿大多伦多第二天的演出吸引了不少外族裔人士前来观看，其中包括出生于葡萄牙的加拿大国会议员马里奥·希尔瓦，一起来听听他看完演出后的感受。
第一次观看神韵晚会的希尔瓦议员是这样形容演出的。
It's an amazing show. It was very magnificent. I certainly, it was something worth to see.
当被问到演出中哪部分最难忘时，这位加拿大历史上第二位葡萄牙裔的国会议员说，这很难选择。
It's very hard to choose, but I think it was just very well put together, and it was very well orchestrated, and the music and the dancing and also had a very, you know, message of hope and peace. I thought it was quite beautiful.
他说，看完神韵的演出后，感受到了积极的力量。
A showcase of Chinese culture over 5,000 years. It's a very vast and very rich culture. It goes from historical times to present day stories. So it was very well put together.
最后，希尔瓦议员说，来看神韵的观众肯定会非常喜欢演出的。
I'm sure they'll enjoy it and find out that there's a lot to see here and a lot to really reflect upon as well.
新唐人记者邱明，多伦多报道。
加拿大安大略省第24届省都林肯亚历山大曾获得最高等级的加拿大勋章以及安大略勋章。88岁高龄的亚历山大坐着轮椅，在朋友的陪伴下观看了神韵在多伦多的演出。他连声称赞神韵是最好的演出。
作为加拿大历史上首位黑人国会议员及内阁部长的亚历山大先生，一生看过很多演出，他说神韵是最好的。
Number one.I see a lot of shows, they all affected, but this one affected me even more so. Very dramatic.
亚历山大先生认为神韵的精神主题最触动他。
When you think things are hard, tough, and you can't get ahead, there is a divine being that's behind every thought, every movement. So that affects me too.
亚历山大先生说神韵的天幕和舞蹈把他带入了不同的境界。
People coming out of the mountains onto the stage.Which is very tricky, but it's unforgettable, it's beautiful, and I'll never forget it. Well, the dancing was just out of this world. You couldn't help but try to imitate what they were doing, but yet they're strong in body, nimble of foot, and they have the head to go with it. So it's quite a show.
晚会结束后，亚历山大先生还沉浸在神韵的纯美境界中。
It's wonderful, beautiful.Unforgettable. It's a wonderful expression of Chinese culture that brings mountains to you, blue water, lovely girls with silk dancing in the clouds.
亚历山大先生和同伴希望每个人都能来看这场演出，并留下了自己的联络方式，希望神韵下次再来多伦多的时候能被第一时间通知。新唐人电视台记者黄安琪，加拿大多伦多报道。
享誉全球的美国神韵国际艺术团来到了加拿大多元文化之都多伦多，大家口耳相传，现场华人观众更是为看到自己民族的艺术精华而骄傲。
这么久在加拿大了，就是觉得哇，看到一下就是华人的这样的一个表演，然后呢就是说扇子舞啊，然后这种挥挥那个袖啊，我觉得就是特别的有亲切，就是亲切感。
来自华人社区的邱女士看完演出后激动地描述自己的心情，
特别的就是振奋人心。
专程驱车六个小时从蒙特利尔赶来观看演出的张先生喜爱每一个节目，
所有的节目都很精彩，都很精彩啊！但是我感觉民族风格很浓，舞蹈编舞也很好，那个音乐配的都很精彩。
两名来自大陆的留学生惊叹，从来没有看过如此再现中国传统文化的演出。
当华人非常的感到非常的荣幸吧。
很惊讶会这么好。
每年都来看神韵演出的老华侨张先生说，只有这种纯正的中华文化才能真正的让海外的华人感到骄傲。
尤其这个神韵的时候呢，表演出来呢，那么好多西人都来到看，来到知道中国旧时古代的文化。
再现中华神传文化的神韵演出让海外的华人引以为豪，振奋人心。新唐人记者可欣，加拿大多伦多报道。
5月9号是母亲节，加拿大的作家、导演兼制片人、作曲家杰瑞琳·克莱登和儿子为庆祝母亲节特地前往观看神韵在多伦多的最后一场演出。神韵演出展现出的中国传统文化的内涵和精美的高水准制作，让母子二人深受启迪。
杰瑞琳·克莱登曾获得加拿大电影电视广播作家联盟最佳电视多样性作家称号，他说神韵演出展现出的博大精深的中国传统文化让他学到很多。
People in general have a lot of heart. That's what I get from the show. In this day and age, it's so beautiful to see the flowing grace of the costuming and the women carrying on and communicating that very feminine side of nature, which is, in a sense, it's also a metaphor for Mother Nature.
杰瑞琳对舞台演出的各方面表现都赞叹不已。
The costumes were gorgeous.And the skill, you know, it takes such skill to do this type of dance. The stories were exquisite, very interesting. The backdrop was wonderful. It was interesting to see how it was used, so that the images of the various people were on screen and then they came to life on stage, which was really fun.
杰瑞琳的儿子奥米是个很有成就的音响师，他认为整台演出的制作水准非常高。
The music was tremendous. The orchestra played incredibly, and the costume design and that so much effort has been put into the production of this show. The production values were extremely high.
这是新唐人记者加拿大多伦多报道。
美国神韵艺术团在全世界的演出赢得了无数资深音乐家的赞叹，其中就包括5月7日晚在多伦多观看演出的加拿大音乐界泰斗级人物，著名的多伦多交响乐团的前任指挥兼首席小提琴维克多·费尔德·布瑞尔。
作为指挥家，费尔德·布瑞尔先生深知要让乐团的每一件乐器配合完美已经十分不容易，而神韵晚会不仅有几十种乐器的现场乐队，还结合了背景天幕的声光效果来烘托舞台上几十人的表演，配合得完美无瑕，他对此印象非常深刻。
This was really quite an spectacle for me because everything was fit exactly righteven the timing with stage effects worked so well.
87岁高龄的费尔德·布瑞尔先生因为对加拿大音乐界的杰出贡献而获得了加拿大勋章和安省勋章。他说现场乐队的演奏非常独特。
The orchestra is unique because of the mixture of Western instruments and Chinese instruments, and it made quite an interesting sound, and it gives the character of the dance that they're dancing, and it was very well blended.
他还特别喜欢神韵的舞蹈，说男子舞和女子舞都各有特色。
The women's dances were very, very beautiful, for example, especially, I think there was one that there were waves in the water, and it was very beautifully done. And of course, the men were very athletic in their portrayal of soldiers and warriors.
菲尔德布瑞尔先生说，这么美的中国文化演出，加拿大人实在是不容错过。新唐人记者邱民，多伦多报道。
两个半小时的演出不仅让多伦多观众惊喜连连，而且有观众说他们连眼睛都不想眨一下，因为不想错过舞台上的每一秒。
I didn't want to miss like a second. I just was so focused and just looking at them and thinking, okay, you just gotta pay attention to every detail. I didn't want to miss anything. It was really amazing.
用惊喜来形容看演出的心情的，不只是戴维斯一个。在多伦多从事金融工作的克劳迪斯夫妇也不约而同地频频用这个词来表达自己的感受。
In the choreography is amazing. The timing of the dancers is incredible. The colors, the way the scenery is that enhances the performance. It's absolutely amazing. It's almost like being in China and being part of the tradition.
The Chinese culture is beautiful. I love the colors as well. It's amazing. It's an amazing show.
除了西人，华人观众也同样是赞不绝口。
演得非常不错，有相当相当有水准，
很自豪啊。
看起来，真正的艺术是能够征服所有观众的。这是新唐人记者邱民，多伦多报道。
享誉全球，为世界各国观众所高度期待的神韵艺术团的2010年世界巡回演出再次光临加拿大的多伦多。加拿大国会、联邦和安省三级政府的政要发来贺电表示祝贺，并预祝演出圆满成功。
联邦劳工部长、国会议员丽莎·雷蒂代表加拿大政府向神韵艺术团世界巡回演出的工作人员和观众表达了他的问候。作为一个成功的典范，神韵的中国古典舞表演在世界舞台上独领风骚，演出场场成功，全球观众群不断扩大，上百万观众将领略中华五千年文明及五岳之风采。在此，我对今年加拿大的巡回演出的主办者和观众表示我的祝贺，祝愿演出成功，并祝各位前程美好。国会议员、加拿大国会祖籍文化委员会主席盖瑞·薛伦伯格向神韵艺术演出人员表达祝愿。毫无疑问，五千年的中华文化和传统将通过音乐、舞蹈、绚丽的服装和艺术编排展现在大家的眼前。有幸观看这场奇妙演出的各位观众一定会带着回味和启迪离开剧院。在此，我向所有分享这难忘时刻的演员和观众表示最热烈的祝贺。安省健康推广厅长玛格丽特·贝斯特代表安省政府向神韵艺术家和观众致以问候。我将最美好的祝愿送给此次神韵多伦多演出，祝贺你们用艺术成功地表现了中国古老的佛道传统与现代文化的融合，并与全球观众分享这一艺术表达。你们为神韵上演所做出的努力是对你们社区的重要贡献，请接受我对神韵炫目的多伦多之行最诚挚的祝福，同时更祝愿神韵在北美及全球的巡回演出中不断创造成功。这是新唐记者萧然，加拿大多伦多报道。
神韵艺术团在多伦多的演出已经进入了第二天，各种背景的观众都对高水平的演出赞叹不已。
在继首日的演出盛况之后，八号下午场和晚场的佳能剧院也都是座无虚席。
Very honored to see the wonderful talent tonight. I've been waiting months and months. I've had my tickets for a long time.And I feel very honored to have seen such beautiful, beautiful talent. Very exciting.
盛装的基恋为看演出开了两个小时的车，他认为自己长时间的等待非常值得。 而已经看了5次神韵演出的 Centennial 大学的管理学教授冯温吕特意把自己的两个女儿带来感受中华的传统文化。
I think the traditional culture, the traditional Chinese performance lost for a long time back in China. It's really good for 神韵 to bring it to the overseas Chinese community, to also the general, the Western society. It's really good.Oh, it's wonderful, gorgeous, very good.
他的女儿20岁的慧心完全同意父亲的看法。
Oh, I think it was really fantastic. It's my first time here. I think you've been here like what, 4 times?
No, the fifth time.
This is her 3rd time, and this is my 1st time coming, and I really like it.
观众中也有专家，比如跳了一辈子芭蕾舞的斯科特兄弟，他们曾是加拿大芭蕾舞团的团员。
Good. No, no, that's what I'm saying. They never marked anything. They did things full out, and they were so well rehearsed and together. You know,
they did a wonderful grand rangement into a grand verse. It was absolutely fabulous,
and the men could certainly jump.
被采访的所有观众都说。他们一定不会错过神韵下一次在多伦多的演出。这是新唐人记者林飞加拿大多伦多报道。
加拿大安省议员鲍勃·迪兰尼今天是第二次来看神韵演出，他说再看神韵比第一次更让他印象深刻，一些细节更让他回味。
喜爱中国文化的鲍勃特地给自己起了一个中文名字戴连丽，他特地带着妻子、岳母、孩子全家一起来看今天的演出。
The second time, I'm starting to notice the synchronization of the steps and the way that they configure their bodies and you know, the subtle things that make the show so memorable.
戴连丽尤其慨叹编舞的高超和演员们的和谐表演。
You can't help but be impressed at the athleticism of the performers.And mostly how they come together as one mind. Something that seems to be almost uniquely Chinese is the ability to express a single sentiment through many minds and many bodies, all synchronized perfectly.
戴连丽觉得背景天幕像电影一样让她印象深刻。
I've always been impressed at the backdrops, particularly you begin to notice, you know, subtle things such as the flags flutter and things move in the backdrop, and it's as if.The backdrop is often a film in itself, and I mean, I've only been to China the one time, but you know, you're struck by when you get there by the intense beauty of China, and I find some of it captured very nicely in the pictures and the scenics that they use as the backdrop.
戴连丽推荐所有的人都来看神韵的演出。这是新唐人记者萧然，加拿大多伦多报道。
5月9日，美国神韵国际艺术团在多伦多的最后一场演出在全场观众的掌声中落幕了。在3天的4场演出中，有7000多名观众欣赏到了这场文化和艺术的盛宴。下面请看报道。
这是美国神韵艺术团第7次来到多伦多，这次的4场演出场场爆满，今天更是一票难求。神韵世界一流的舞台艺术无可争议地征服了所有观众。
High professionalism, the thing was done with such great care for detail and beauty, you know, and everything blended together extremely well.
I have enjoyed the beauty, the dance, the song, the incredible artistryThat these marvelous artists have put together in this show.
神韵演出跨越古今，将中国5000年神传文化中璀璨隽永的历史故事完美地呈现在舞台上，让无数中西方人士倾倒。
中国的传统，咁诶，舞蹈嗰方面啊，或者音乐嘅配合，真系可以令到人有种好震撼嘅感觉。
And it's taking back for many centuries of China, and what Chinese people are very proud of, and what they ought to be proud of, their culture, their divinity, their dances, the tranquility of the countryside, and there's so much beauty, and there are lots and lots of very valuable messages through the songs.
演员们收获了鲜花和掌声，而神韵艺术团。复兴纯正中国传统文化的努力也赢得了人们的赞赏和钦佩。
Very, very impressive with your array of talent and the spirituality of your shows. I think it give us all food for thought. I think the essence of creativity is the renewal of tradition.
从2007年美国神韵艺术团来到多伦多首次演出到今天，在这个加拿大文化和艺术中心的城市，已经有越来越多的人成为了神韵的忠实观众。而明年一月，神韵艺术团即将在多伦多市中心著名的索尼剧院为热情的加拿大观众带来全新的节目。这是新唐人电视台记者黄安琪在加拿大多伦多为您报道。